Welcome back to Heart Factor 91.3 Nigeria. Info and her input, Harcourt. I'm Dayo. 9 minutes gone past 4 p.m. Conversation continues. Many thanks for staying tuned. Discussions continue. Guns for All in Zamfara State, a return to the Wild Wild West, if you will, starring Clint Eastwood and a couple others, I suppose, including the good people of Zamfara State as well, is what might be playing out in Zamfara, at least maybe sometime soon, if reports are anything to go by. Well, here's a story, courtesy Daily Post. Zamfara banditry. Governor Matawalle directs residents to obtain guns for self-defense. The state government in Zamfara has directed the State Police Commissioner, Ayuba Elkana, to issue licenses to residents of the state who are qualified to use guns for self-defense. This came in reaction to the rising state of insecurity in the state. The state government also directed individuals to prepare and obtain guns to defend themselves against the bandits that have occupied almost all parts of the state. This was contained in a press statement by the state's commissioner for information, Ibrahim Dosara. The statement noted the government was very much ready to facilitate people, especially farmers in rural areas, to secure basic weapons for self-defense. Let's talk about this for a bit. Situation in Zamfara State. I'm asking you, by the way, what does this directive from the governor connote? Join the conversation via Twitter and Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Also on YouTube, we're live. Just search for Nigeria Info PH. WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. The phone lines will be open shortly. But for the moment, I'm joined via phone from Lagos by security expert Leslie George. Leslie, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening.
So, Emma, let's start on this note. The same question I've asked other persons right now. When you first heard of this directive, or is it suggestion, if you will, or order from the Zamfara State government led by the governor Matawalle, what came to mind? What for you? What does this directive from the governor connote?
Anarchy. It's a breakdown of what should be. It's not something that should happen. First thing first, the government, part of what the government is responsible for is the security of its people. Then you're telling them that you cannot protect them. And then you're telling them to go ahead and arm themselves, to protect themselves, to create their own security. This is the problem. In talking to rural people, you know that if you want to get armed legally in their country, you're going to have to get a license from the police. You're going to put in an application, and then they're going to review the application, and all that, long story short. And then after you deal with the police, then you're going to deal with the licensed arms dealer. And then the licensed arms dealer is going to say, okay, police have approved this and all. It's going to cost you nothing less than $300,000 to get a gun legally. Legally. Who exactly is he telling to do that? Except, of course, it's not legal. That means that they're going to actually start to buy guns illegally. That's basically what it means. You're just giving them free rein to do whatever it is. And then there's the other part. When you say that you have armed them, these are not people that can use guns. You see those bandits and those terrorists, they have spent only God knows how long in those bushes and in those forests being trained. Here's the problem. These people are not trained. You're telling them to go and get guns. If they don't get guns, what are they going to do? What exactly are they going to do with the guns? Every time those bandits and those terrorists attack, they roll in like 150 people at the same time. Who exactly is going to fight them? It doesn't make sense. The federal government is supposed to create security on a level. Then the state government is supposed to create security on the next level. You do not tell your citizens, who are citizens of the country, people who have voted you in, people for whom you are responsible, to go and arm themselves. It's irresponsible.
But Leslie,
irresponsible.
Just a while ago, you described a process, a legal process of obtaining firearms. I'm sure that the process might be a bit more intricate than you just gave us a surmised version of it. But the fact of the matter is that there is a process, a legal process of obtaining firearms in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And nobody really needs the permission of any state governor, whether Zamfara or any other state for that matter, to initiate that process. So what exactly is wrong here? If the average person in Zamfara state can apply through the official legal processes or means to obtaining a firearm, and they can do that, I suppose, except there is something either permanently or temporarily barring them from doing that. If they can do that in accordance with the law, why is the Zamfara state governor's recommendation then out of place if the law already guarantees that the person can apply for a license to bear a firearm and very likely be granted that license if they are deemed fit to qualify?
When you want to apply for a gun, the first thing when you're applying and you're applying for a license to get a gun, one of the things you're asked is, what do you want it for? What's the purpose of the purchase? Then you're going to tell them that, oh, I want to fight bandits. Is that what you're going to put in there? Because it's not your job. You're not supposed to. We're supposed to have a system that is supposed to create security for people so that they do not need to do that. You see, the people who purchase guns in this country, they need to produce or to prove that they actually need it. In this case, you can actually walk to the police and say, oh, I want to do X, Y, Z. And then they say, all right, you want a gun, how much... what do you need it for? And then you're going to discover what you need it for. But note that he's talking to people in rural Zamfara, not the people who are in the urban areas and all that and all that. He's talking to rural people. They can't, one, they can't afford it. Two, they can't sustain that kind of thing. That's basically the problem. So you going ahead to tell them that they can go, they should do that. It doesn't make sense. And then there's no police that is going to actually approve that. We know that. It's not going to happen. People who buy guns in this country, they don't go and say, oh, police, I need a gun. And they say, okay, fill this. Okay, here you are. It doesn't happen. They can't afford that particular process. And the worst thing in all of this is the fact that you are passing on your responsibility to the people you're supposed to be responsible for. That's the part that doesn't make sense.
I'll come back to the issue of responsibility in a moment, but earlier on, when I asked you what this directive from the governor connotes, the first word you used was anarchy. How does this lead to anarchy?
Because people, you're going to have what you describe as a breakdown of law and order. They're going to say that since nobody is protecting us, we're going to protect ourselves. And they're going to do whatever it is they want to do, justifying it by the fact that, after all, we have been told to protect ourselves. So whatever it is they choose to do, they're going to do. That's basically what's going to happen. It's not going to be an orderly thing. There's no way you're going to actually have order in that regard. They're not supposed to do that. We know they're not supposed to do that. But then, the reason he's making those statements is not really for those people. It is more like saying that, well, the people who are supposed to protect you, they're not protecting you, you might as well protect yourself. That's basically what he's saying. That's what he's saying. It is not to those people. It is sending a message to the people higher up than him. That's what he's doing.
And I'm sure
that they would have responded, that what's wrong with you? Why are you doing that?
Now, talking about sending a message, that brings us back to the issue of responsibility then. Now, as we know, federal system we practice in Nigeria is one where things are centralized rather than decentralized. So do you have a federal government that pretty much controls just about everything that's important, including security? The army is controlled by the federal government. The police is controlled. In fact, the entire security apparatus is controlled by the central federal government. So they are primarily responsible for securing lives and property in the country. So if they are unable to do that, what then, as obviously is the case, by the way, what then is a state governor expected or required to do?
You know what? When it comes to having to campaign for votes and all that, they tend to be very intelligent and very resourceful. When it comes to doing their job, they suddenly become inept. How is that? If your state is under, quote, attack, what you're going to do, as normal as it should sound, is, well, the thing is, there is a problem in the whole system. But what you're supposed to do is, you are going to connect to the federal government and say, this is what the problem is. The security apparatus that we have in this state is not enough to actually ward off this threat. So the federal government is going to actually do something, maybe send troops and all that to what we're going to do. That's basically what the process is supposed to be. The process is not for you to tell your people to arm themselves. Here is fortified. Here is safe. Those rural people, how exactly are they going to do that? The federal government is supposed to actually liaise with the federal government in regard of this sort of thing. When you ask people to do that, you are talking about how it will lead to anarchy. It will lead to anarchy. Because after, it's not just say that the threat has been caused. If the government is going to come back to these people and say, give us your guns, nobody is going to monitor anything. Nobody is going to control anything. You say that the banditry will end because this particular town people in Zamfara have actually taken them away to end. It's not going to end. It's just one thing leading to another. That's basically why we don't want people to have access to arms.
But if the people if the people do get armed somewhere or another, will that not deter the bandits from ravaging their communities, knowing that if we attack a certain community or some communities, now they're armed, possibly, and they're going to be on the defensive, they're going to be expecting us, and we might get killed as well?
Maybe I should explain something so you'll understand what I'm saying and where I'm coming from, so you'll understand it. It's like saying, okay, so these people in this particular rural area, because it's not as if all the whole rural area in Zamfara is going to gather in one rural area. The people in one rural area are supposed to defend themselves. How many are they? When you have an attack from like 200, 300 people all armed at the same time, how many are they? How many exactly are they? Normally, the bandits will roll through there and probably rob them and collect whatever it is they can and go away. But in this case, they're going to engage. That's what you want them to do. You want them to engage. They can't actually, they are not equipped to defend themselves. That's the problem. Regardless of whether they get guns or not, they're not equipped to defend themselves. That's what I'm saying. It's not that they can't get guns. They can. There are people who make guns locally and all that, and they can. But the truth is, they can't defend themselves. These guys actually are armed with automatic and semi-automatic weapons. These local people, these people from the rural areas, they're not equipped, they're not trained, they do not have the capacity to defend themselves. So when you tell them that they should go and get guns and defend themselves, you're just signing that death warrant. That's basically what it is.
When you talk about training, what do you mean really by training? I mean, they're not trying to get into the police. They're not trying to get into the army. They just want to get guns so they can shoot. I mean, what kind of training do you need? You just point the thing and pull the trigger.
Yeah, that's basically how it usually sounds. You just point it and pull the trigger. You know why all those terrorists and all that have training camps? Because it's not just pointing it and pulling the trigger. There's all sorts of things. That's why they are trained by people who know how to fight, who know how to use weapons. That's the reason they're trained, because this is beyond just pointing it and shooting. That's where the problem is. When it comes to attacking people, there are all sorts of things. And one of the first things you need to understand is the fact that there's always strategy when it comes to things like that. These people are not trained. They don't know how to recognize it. They don't know what to look for. That's what I'm saying. They do not know what to look for. So they're just picking up guns and shooting. And it's not sustainable, is what we're saying. It's not sustainable. How many of them can actually afford to buy ammunition? It's not sustainable. Meanwhile, you have these people, 300 of them, attacking a small locality. How exactly are you going to send them off?
So are you suggesting then, from your comments earlier on, that the Zamfara governor is sending a message upstairs? Are you suggesting that he's not serious with this directive and simply just merely grandstanding?
I'm not saying that he's not serious. I'm saying that it is not just those people he's talking to. It's like saying that, okay, everybody can't do what he's supposed to do. You kids, just don't worry, just do whatever it is you like. That's basically what it sounds like. What it sounds like. Because what you're saying is, the person or the people who are responsible for security, they have abandoned it. So just take the law, take whatever it is that you need to do into your own hands and do it. That's the idea. And look, the long and short of it is these people, they're going to get clobbered. They're going to get killed.
Leslie,
the localities that we're talking about, they're not a lot of people. They're farmers. And there are not a lot of them in each of those localities.
Leslie, I apologize. I know I have to let you go shortly, and I do have a commercial break coming up right now, so we have to leave it off on that note. Thanks for joining the conversation. Leslie George is a security expert. Leslie, many thanks for your time and for joining the conversation. All right, commercial break comes up right now. Do stay with us. Hard Facts continues in a bit.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on Hard Facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. 29 minutes ago before 5 o'clock, and Governor Matawalle directs residents of Zamfara State to obtain guns for self-defense. Zamfara government has directed State Police Commissioner Ayuba Elkada to issue licenses to residents of the state who are qualified to use guns for self-defense. And it came in reaction to the rising rate of insecurity in the state. The government has directed individuals to prepare and obtain guns to defend themselves against the bandits that have occupied almost all parts of the state. And a statement of the government noted that government was very much ready to facilitate people, especially farmers in the rural areas, to secure basic weapons for self-defense. And a part of the statement goes, the government has already concluded arrangements to distribute 500 forms to each of the 19 Emirates in the state for those willing to obtain guns for self-defense. People should apply from the State Commissioner of Police licenses to own their guns and other basic weapons for self-defense. End of quote. Let's get your take on this. What does this connote, this directive from the Zamfara State Governor? My lines are open now. And earlier on, by the way, I spoke with a security expert, Leslie George, via phone from Lagos. But let's get your take now. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, 0817-93-0007. Leslie's opinion was quite straightforward. It's a recipe for anarchy and chaos. And it's an irresponsibility and basically a shelving of responsibility from government at all levels. Let's get your take via WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. We're live on Facebook, live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Also streaming live on YouTube, search for Nigeria Info PH. To the phone lines now, I've got Isikan from Lilewan. You're welcome. Please go.
Hello.
If you can go
on. The first day I heard of this particular announcement, I was so disappointed. I felt so disappointed, not just the government of Nasarawa, but in the government of Koko Buhari.
It's not Nasarawa, it's Zamfara. If you would just take the time to listen to me. It's not Nasarawa, it's Zamfara.
Sorry, it is so obvious that the security of, you know, people in Nigeria is not completely... to a larger extent, you know, in the hands of the federal government. So if any government comes out to say that people should, you know, arm themselves, fight against, you know, bandits or any form of insecurity by themselves, it shows that the government itself. And Dayo, the reason why we have government, among many other things, is for its protection of life and property. So any government that cannot protect life and property, that government has failed. So the government of Buhari should admit that they have failed in the area of security and resign.
All right, Isikan, can you hear me?
Nigeria has not been this insecure.
Isikan, good to hear from you. Let's see, via WhatsApp, please, the government of Zamfara State should rather just go ahead with state police. And by the way, let's get your take on this. Once again, we're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. I've got Justice from Lumulimini. Justice, can you hear me? Hello, Justice, can you hear me? Justice, can you hear me?
Yes.
Justice.
Good afternoon.
Okay, you're welcome. Go ahead, Josh.
You see, I don't want to believe that the governor is doing something very awkward. No. Because I also looked at the situation. He has what we call the community protection guard. Now, he has the recruitment of more. About to maybe 500, I don't know whether it's a county or two, I don't know how they have arranged it.
Okay.
Now, he's also thinking that in addition to that, these people who can have, get of course, allow somebody can approach the police and get the gun. If such people can also do that, it's also increasing the number of people who are armed. If you are in a community and people just come to overrun the community and are running out of the community and also shooting, who do you think it will also scare these people? I think that's the direction the governor is thinking. I'm not to just condemn the man that the man has abandoned his work of protecting the people.
So Justice, I'm sure you can hear me. Just a reminder, by the way, when you call a live radio show, when you call Hard Facts, for example, it means you've agreed to the terms of calling the show. And the major term is that you're calling to have a conversation with me, not to deliver a monologue, no. So the term and condition that you have signed up to, that you have agreed to, is that you are going to at some point have to take a question from me, very likely. Not necessarily so, that I ask you a question, but it's quite likely I will ask you a question. So you have agreed to that term, that you will listen to my question and you will as much as possible proffer a response. If you don't have a response to the question, that's fine. No one's putting a gun to your head, but you must at least listen to my question, because once again, you've agreed to a conversation, not a monologue, but a conversation. Please note that. And you're very much welcome to call, and I do want to hear from you. The number to call once again, 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007 are the numbers. And I don't subscribe to the position that you can't hear me. No, I know you can, because when the conversation starts and I say hello, you respond, you say hello. And then I say, go ahead. And then you go ahead. So if you can hear that 5 second or so conversation, I'm sure you can hear whatever else I'm saying or trying to say to you. But you're welcome to call in. I do want to hear from you. The numbers again, 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. Once again, join me via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria. Info PH. Let's see. Via Facebook, Chijoke Ocho described the situation as failure of government. When I'm asking what the directive of the governor connotes, and he says, Chijoke goes, failure of government. Remember, you can also join via Twitter as well at Nigeria Info PH. Now, I will get to those in a moment. I think I do have some comments from there. Right now, at Ajo Fonishi tweets, this directive by Zamfara State government is attributed to leadership failure, which is about to encourage the abuse of firearms by people residing in that state. That's it. And via WhatsApp, hello, Dio. Nigerian government has failed in its duty to protect lives and properties of Nigerians and foreigners. So it's only wise for Nigerians to take the bull by the horn. We can't continue living like a ram waiting to be slaughtered. Solution is proper documentation should be made, and those to be given guns at Kinsley from Aba. More guns. Is that what we need, really? More guns. More people having guns. Let's see. Good afternoon. For me, when we talk about state governor having what it takes to protect lives and property, I think it's not absolute, knowing they don't control the armed forces. And these issues are a national problem. All right. That's from Emmy Dim. But also interesting to note is at other times when a state... I mean, this argument that the state governors are only chief security officers by title. I mean, it doesn't apply every time, because other times when state governors give directives to security apparatus in their state or liaise with security teams or apparatus in their state, they do what they want. For example, when a state governor declares a curfew, you find that the police and even other arms of the armed forces enforce that curfew. When a governor orders the arrest of some person, even though it's been argued that governors actually don't have the power to order to declare a person wanted, for example, when a state governor declares a person wanted, you find the police swing into action, and then they look for that person, they search the person out, they even go as far as, even if the person is a needle in a haystack, they're able to fish the needle out of that haystack, and they find the person. So if they're able to do this, and other things that you find that a state governor has vested or direct interest in, if you find the security apparatus bending and yielding to the will of the governor and making it happen. So if on those occasions this security apparatus bend to the governor's will, they do his bidding, they yield to his every whim and caprice, and, well, literally obeying his orders, how come when it comes to this other larger issues of protecting lives and property, then there is a defense? You know, the governor is not in charge. He's not really the chief security officer. He doesn't control the police or any other security apparatus for that matter. Now, still back to WhatsApp. Hello, Dial. It's irresponsible for a leader to be taking decisions based on emotion. The leader should be able to gauge the long-term effect of any decision before making a pronouncement. You authorize everyone to carry guns in a society where poverty is rife. You have inadvertently armed would-be robbers or bandits who, for no access to arms, were not involved in crime. A proliferation of arms is never a solution to criminality. And that's Mark Pro from Canada. I thought by now, state of emergency should have been declared in Kaduna, Zamfara, and other similar states, suspended democratic institutions, and replaced with military administrators, but alas, they wouldn't, and God knows why. And answer Henry. Please dial, how do we know who is qualified to handle guns? Wouldn't there be incessant accidental discharge? How do we retrieve these guns from the residents? And I believe that's a major issue that my earlier guest, Leslie, was referring to, the issue of training. Because, you know, and he made a fundamental point, which is even with the bandits, even with terrorists, they have training camps. They actually do. They have training camps. So why do terrorists have training camps? Why do they need training camps? And what do they do there, basically? They teach or they train their members in combat and how to handle firearms. Why do they do that? Why do they train their members on how to handle or how to manage firearms? Because the fact of the matter is that handling a firearm is not just pointing it at somebody and pulling the trigger. No, there's a lot more to handling firearms. I mean, we have security personnel, a.k.a. gallant police officers, who every now and then we hear of accidental discharge. We hear that the person has been shot. We have trained police officers, and I cannot overemphasize this. Trained police officers. Once again, I need to stress this. Trained police officers who, just because some civilian is telling them the right thing to do, or is asking an officer a question, a trained police officer, a question that a civilian very much has a right to ask that officer, the response is, I will shoot you. I will shoot you now and nothing will happen. In many instances, you find this officer releasing the safety of the firearm. In some cases, they have gone ahead with this threat and shot people unjustly. Once again, these are trained police officers. So what happens if guns are placed in the hands of people who are not trained to bear these firearms? Got about 16 to go before 5 o'clock. Once again, the numbers to call are the same. Lines are open. Call 0817 93 0002 or 0817 93 0003 or 0817 93 0007. Via WhatsApp on 0809 030 6416, via facebook.com/Nigerian for PH, and via Twitter at Nigeria Info PH as well. Let's see what's happening via WhatsApp. Let's have state police. The state governors will take responsibility for protection of lives and properties in their various states. Chiu Gao So sent that in. Via WhatsApp, I mean, everyone is not the way to go, but what do we do when our government has failed us? Well, you elect the right government, that's what you do. Because, I mean, not that people can't have guns, because once again, we have laws that direct how a person can get license to bear a firearm. But asking people to bear guns because of increasing crime as a solution to that crime is the issue here. In other words, you want more people to bear firearms, more people than would normally be interested in bearing a firearm because of increasing crime. In other words, you want there to be a proliferation of firearms in the society, in the environment. Is that a positive approach to addressing crime? I've got Kingdom from D-Line. Kingdom from Hello. D-Line, you're welcome. Kingdom, can you hear me?
Hello,
Kingdom from D-Line, can you hear me?
Good evening.
Good evening, you're welcome. Please, I need to establish something first. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Go ahead, Kingdom.
Am I on from Nigeria Info?
Yes, you are on Nigeria Info. Go ahead.
Hello?
Kingdom, you're on Nigeria Info. Please go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Concerning the present issues or case in Katsina and Kaduna State, I personally don't support the issue of firearms to untrain civilians, because this will have a catastrophic effect in the near future. Because wondering how the state government will be retrieving these firearms after this whole disease ends. There will be abuse of use of firearms in the state, and it will have another problem of income. You know, then there will be proliferation of firearms by untrained civilians. So that is another different case that these two states will be facing in the near future. And I personally advise the state government of this state to retrieve the step of calling them to pick up firearms.
So, Kingdom, what do you think the state government should do instead?
Hello?
What should the state government do instead?
Come again, please.
What should the state government do instead?
Do what?
Rather than this directive, what should the state government do?
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Caleb from Mowari. Caleb, you're welcome.
Hello, good evening, Mayor.
Yeah, Caleb, hello, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Okay. You see, there is nothing you can do about the government as far as this 82 is concerned. We will continue to endure until 2023 gets over. The best solution is you're able to get your PVC and vote out this government. But for solution, I've said it before, there is nothing absolutely until this government goes out. So telling everyone to carry arms in Zamfara can never be the solution. Rather, it will escalate. and more lives.
What do you think will be the result of that?
The only solution is continue to endure on this government. Go that.
Caleb, what do you think will be the result of every residents there bearing firearms?
Yes. Hello?
What will be the result of more people there bearing firearms?
Okay, good. If they bear firearms, it means that you are bringing up more criminals. They will go and use it and rob, start killing innocent people. So that's not the solution.
No, the governor is not talking about giving criminals firearms. The governor is talking about the people, the civilians protecting themselves. All right. That's it. Via WhatsApp. Now you will hear something like police is on the exclusive list, federal government, but when the governor gives an order, a matching order is followed up immediately by the CP's boys. That's Emmanuel from Port Harcourt. All right. I think that the governor is acting out of emotions. He should rather have organized vigilante groups, train them, empower them, or arm them. Not asking everybody to carry arms. He's calling for total anarchy in the state. Thank you very much. Kinsley Ogochukwu sent that in. All right, Kinsley, good to hear from you as well. And by the way, there is some pseudo-security outfit set up in Zamfara State. Back to the story earlier on from Daily Post. Speaking further, Commissioner said that the government had ordered for the recruitment of 200 additional community protection guards in each of the 19 emirates, bring the number to 500 per emirate to increase their manpower and strengthen its force and capacity to deal with the bandits. So they do have what is called community protection guards in Zamfara State. Possibly at the moment making efforts to increase the number from 300 per emirate to 500 per emirate, and I believe that there are 19 emirates over there. So maybe that would be a better approach, or maybe increasing the number from 500 to 1,000 if they can get the manpower and if they can muscle or put together the resources to maintain such manpower. Hello, Clinton from Garrison, you're welcome.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Clinton, I can hear you, go ahead.
Well, the directive by the government of Zamfara State, I don't find it to go too well because the major people that are affected by this bandit and attack, and that's Zamfara State. They're majorly the people residing in rural areas. And I think they will not be able to meet up to that directive of getting firearms. And so the majority of the people there, they're not, so to say, not educated to the use of firearms, how to handle it properly, because firearms is kind of is a very sensitive something that shouldn't be handled by anybody just like that. What they should rather consider doing is what under state government did by providing an extra security, an extra security apparatus like the Amatecom. So if they could be able to form something like that, like a kind of rural security apparatus that can assist the security personnel already on ground to watch out for these bandits and arm them from attacking the rural communities there, that would be a better option than asking them to come get firearms. It would be a problem and on the long run to that locality. So they should look out for forming of another security apparatus over there.
All right, Clinton, great to hear from you.